Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you every Saturday from 1 to 2. My name is Patty Mack. If you want to know more about me or the show, you can write to me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I always love to get your feedback and your input and ideas for the show. And, of course, you're always welcome to be part of the show. You know, we don't really plug the lines all that much, but 250-386-1161 or star 1070, you're always welcome to be part of the show. Today, we're going to talk to Gail Cole from All Things Balanced about romance and then, of course, the Chinese, the Year of the Sheep, and what that can mean for you. Jenny Ambrose from the Make House is going to talk about some crafts for Valentine's Day because, you know, no matter how old we get, staying in touch with that side of ourselves is really important. And we may think we've lost that skill, but really it's something we all can do, and even in the simplest ways. Great way to connect with other people or grandkids or your kids. Off the top of the show, we're going to talk to Vicki Sanders, who is a Saanich counselor. And she was lucky enough to win this year, which was a hard win because it was, well, she's done the work to be there, but it's been a hard battle to get there. How are you, Vicki?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Now, are you glad you battled?
I'm always glad of battle, always up to the challenge.
You know, because the only thing constant in life my dad would always say is change. And change is inevitable.
Yes.
And you have to adapt to different people all your life and what's going on. And you work for the people, and that's something that, I've been a part of the Mount Tommy Community Association for years, but I always wonder why people want to take the next step, because it's tough, because people want a lot of you, and they want a sidewalk, or they want this, and everything is the most urgent problem. How do you deal with all that and balance it?
Well, like you, Patty, I went through the Community Association founding member and such and did that for more than 10 years and loved connecting with the people and seeing what the people were looking for their vision for Saanich. And yes, I thought I'd take that step in 2005, and I'm really pleased I did. And I still enjoy that connection. What I do miss now, though, with communication, because so much of it's through email and Facebook and Twitter, is that personal connection. And I find that much more valuable to actually talk to people in face and hear how they feel about things. Because the other, social media is wonderful. I won't say I'm not, back in the dark ages, I participate and I do enjoy it. However, it's the faceless people, the people you don't know that you're hearing from. And people can just say whatever they want on Facebook without being identifiable.
Oh, I think when it's anonymous, people think they can say anything. You know, even as a realtor, things have changed so much since I started in 95. I mean, it was face-to-face. You'd presented the offers. Now we have a touch base. We don't see the realtors. It's really important sometimes to pick up the phone, to talk to people, to meet with people, to see them, because emails and all these things can get really misinterpreted.
Very much misinterpreted. So I do enjoy people, and I do enjoy hearing what they have to say. And that's where I've always been proud of Saanich, that we've been very open to communication and very open to the public coming and speaking to us, whether it's the staff or council. And I'm very proud to be part of Saanich.
And you've got something coming up Monday that's going to make that even more open for people.
Yes, there's some options that we heard a few things through the election that people would like into addition to what we've already offered. I think some of that is people haven't come to council, particularly with the change in social media and such, and they haven't seen actually how easy it is. Because reflecting back to when I was in the community, and I would go to other municipalities and be shocked that they weren't open, such as Saanich. You couldn't just walk up to that mic and speak to an issue. There was a very constraint. So Saanich is the only municipality that you can actually come to the Committee of the Whole and speak for 5 minutes on anything on the agenda. Public hearing, it's a limitless amount of time. And that's not done in every municipality.
So what's happening Monday?
So Monday, it's opening it up for people to come and just speak to what is it that they would like to see in addition to what we're already offering. There was comments about delegations, presentations. It's sort of the sky's the limit.
What hors d'oeuvres, that sort of thing?
Oh, I'd like hors d'oeuvres. I'd like to do that. And I must say we have a public participation workbook, so it informs the public on everything that we already do. Whether before it even comes to council, you can present at a committee, the whole process of what we offer. But we did hear during the election that there were some times people would like to come and give a delegation. I know we have the CRD come every year during financial planning and budget. Again, public are welcome to come and speak to whatever part of that financial planning that we're discussing. but let's open it up and see, do people want other portions? Last Monday was the first discussion, and we had about a dozen people there, and they were very good in what they said that they'd like to see. A good lot of them were the faithfuls, the people from community associations that have been coming for years, mm-hmm. so very familiar with what we do. So they're the good judge on what it is that they think is missing.
And it's good to open that up to other people, too, because I think when you're in, I would say, first of all, get involved with your community association, because, you know, there's sort of the old guard sometimes. I'm one of them that needs new blood. You need new people to come in to, you know, engage the next, you know, round of people to be part of that.
And oh, absolutely.
So it doesn't die on the vine. And then you really get to know the system and how it works and committee the whole and what all these terms mean, because it's not that huge. But it kind of can seem overwhelming and something like, oh, I couldn't go and talk there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But once you get to know, and staff and council people are very open to meeting and getting to know you.
And they are. And as a past community person, I see that's what's sort of missing is that mentorship where people such as yourself and others I know, passing that on to the new people coming up so it doesn't start all over again. Because in a lot of ways we see it's like, wow, what's happened the last, you know, what was learned in the last 10 years, the next lot of people coming up are saying, oh, we want this and we want that, and saying, but we already do that.
Absolutely.
And we do that and more.
I know we just had our meeting this week, and it is a mentorship, and I know you did that for me. And I know we have a young person who's coming in, and it'll be great to talk to her about what's going on, because a lot of stuff already has been done, but doesn't mean things can't be changed up also to make it even better, right?
Well, exactly.
With new blood and new ideas.
Yeah, but it is surprising when you say, but that's already there. So they always say there's always new ideas, and let's add to what's there.
Totally, and that's where experience comes in, right? Like someone like yourself, like who has gone through the system and knows the community level, who's at the grassroots level, and can deal with things, because there is a lot of experience that you need to have or get there so that, you know, you can kind of understand how it all works.
Otherwise, it's a real challenge. And not only that, sit in the council meetings for 4 years, because it's now 4 years.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
No. but it's the people that come, you know, we don't see that anymore, but used to come week after week. And they're the real knowledgeable feet on the ground in the community, because they know how council operates and how the municipality operates. And I'd love to see some of them running in 4 years' time, because they have that. But you don't learn that from sitting at home watching TV while council's doing the work.
Steal your breath, my friend. Steal your breath. When we come back, I want to talk to you more about what's going on in Saanich. We're also going to talk to Gail Cole about romance. And, oh, maybe we'll talk to you about romance.
Oh.
Hello.
Is this a show and tell? Oh, no.
Talk and tell. Back in 2 minutes.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sir Contracting.
These roofers are practically geniuses. Soar Contracting is a fully insured, full-service roofing company offering snap-block metal roofing panels, fiberglass shingles, flat roofing, roof repairs, as well as complete gutter systems. Call Soar Contracting if you're looking for excellent customer service and quality workmanship. Online at soarecontracting.com. Bazinga!
It's that time of year again. The Subaru fleet return sale is on now at Saunders Subaru. Save thousands and receive mileage discounts on 2015 Subaru Foresters and 2014 Outbacks. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on near-new, all-weather capable, great-handling Subarus with low kilometers and a factory warranty. There's less than 20 left, and they won't last long, so hurry in for the best selection. Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee always on.
Your pet doesn't speak English, but you understand.
Hungry again?
Okay, let's cuddle.
I'll get the frisbee.
Pets West understands too. Get a $10 gift card with the purchase of any bag of First Mate pet food 15 pounds or larger. Just mention this ad. First Mate is family owned and operated right here in BC, and they're proud to feed your family pet with their full line of healthy and balanced foods. Available at Pets West, committed to your pet and the community since 1989.
You never know what the season will throw your way. Is your car ready for it? Make sure it is at Midas. They'll change the oil, rotate your tires, and complete a visual brake check, all for only $49.95. And for just $20 more, they'll even install your mounted winter tires. Midas offers the personal attention of a neighborhood garage with the protection and guarantees of a national chain. An oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for only $49.95. Offer valid on most vehicles. See store for details. Trust the Midas touch.
Stoppers. Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers helps you solve crime and create safer communities. If you have any information about criminal activity, submit an anonymous tip by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or online at victoriacrimestoppers.com. Successful tips are eligible for rewards up to $2,000. Greater Victoria Crime Stoppers. We want your information, not your name.
We are back, and I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We've been talking to Vicki Saanich.
Vicki Saanich.
I think you should change your name.
There was a Mr. Vicki Saanich. Well, they call me Saunders anyway, so whatever.
Saanich, whatever.
That's
Saanich right. Counselor. And on the phone we have Gail Cole, who is a feng shui expert. Her business is called All Things Balanced. We're talking about romance in the year of the sheep. Of course, that's February 18th. How are you, Gail?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I was intrigued to hear about how all this plays together, feng shui, romance. We'll talk about that first, then the year of the sheep. So what kind of tips do you have for romance with feng shui?
Well, if you're looking for love this year and every year, you need to concentrate on your master bedroom. I mean, that's where the peace and the tranquility and the love is mainly, but in feng shui, the most important entry of energy into your home is your front door. So we can do everything to your master bedroom, but if the front door, if the energy can't get in, then you're in trouble.
So would you paint your door? Is it red? Does that sort of invite romance?
Yeah, red is a fire color in feng shui, so it attracts a lot of romance and fire energy and ramps things up. So that's a really good color. Not all people like red. Some
Vicki,
people like
burgundy.
If you
burgundy want to pen, that's or, R-E-D, red. If
yeah,
you want to write
a shade
that.
Of red is good.
Okay.
Some people like black, which is fine, or green. That's fine, too. But just so that the energy can find the front door, so that it's not sort of hidden, it's not tattered and torn, it's very evident. And then that way the good energy comes in, and then we can start working on the master bedroom and get that romance going.
Now, I understand that you want to make sure things are sort of clear and off the ground. So underneath your bed, you want to make sure there's no storage and stuff underneath the bed?
Oh, yeah. That's really important, because the energy has to flow under the bed and all around. And if there's blockages, there's blockages in your life. And clutter symbolizes, you know, unfinished business, and it prevents you from moving forward in your relationships. So that's a really biggie. Closets are another biggie, where you think, well, out of sight, out of mind. But if there's a lot of clutter in the closets, it's still, you know, negative feng shui.
Well, I looked at your site. I've been trying to do the, you know, uncluttering, decluttering, whether it's the bedroom or the office, kind of working on five things a day sort of to put away, and realizing how, and getting files organized. And because, like you say, even though you don't think about it, these things do have a way of seeping in the back of our minds that maybe we're not as efficient or doing things to the best level we can.
Yes, exactly. I mean, even if you can't see it every day unconsciously, it's still bothering you. It's still there. It's on your to-do list in your mental, mentally you think about it. And you think about having to do it, and it's weighing you down and keeping you stuck. So dealing with it and getting organized is huge.
So how about feng shui for romance in how we appear, too? Is there any aspect to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how you look to your partner symbolizes how, you know, respectful that you are, and how you want to portray yourself and how you want to feel about yourself. That's, you know, inner feng shui, your body, is really important, too, because how you feel about yourself is what you put out into the world. So if you want to look good and feel good, then that you need to portray that to your partner, your husband, to other people. So that builds your self-confidence, that builds relationships, that makes you feel good and strengthens everything that you have.
Well, tell me how you got into this, because, you know, some people look at this and they think, oh, I don't know if that applies to me. Why did you get into feng shui, and how do you feel it's affected your life?
Well, about 10 years ago, I had everything. I had the house, the car, the great life, but something was missing. And so I took a big risk. I was overwhelmed. I was stuck and empty inside and out. And so I took a big risk. I separated from my husband, and I needed change. And giving up that security was pretty scary. But what I found out when I started to study feng shui and bring things into my space, my own space that I loved, I started moving forward personally. New friends showed up in my life. Better health showed up, new relationships, and I started really valuing myself. And so people might say to me, well, feng shui is not for me. Well, feng shui means wind and water, and we need air and water to live. So feng shui is for everyone. And it not only helped me when I started studying and changing my environment and I started loving my life, but I've helped so many others do the same.
That's neat. Vicki, by the way, you can't just dump Dennis.
It's too late.
How many years?
Oh, a lot.
So how do you someone like Vicki and Dennis, they've been married for many years. How do you bring back that kind of romance if you get into, you're stagnant, and maybe, not that you are, but, if you want to add.
He might be.
If you want to add some oomph back into your life with your partner.
Well, that's a good question. It's not only just trying to attract somebody, it's trying to, keep what you have and strengthen what you have. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of things. It's everybody's spaces and bedroom is personal. So that is something that, a doctor can't give a prescription without seeing you first, because everybody's personal. Everybody's got different problems, different diagnosis, and that's what I say to people. I can't give you a quick fix. I can give you some tips, though, on things you can look at in your bedroom. What kind of art is on your wall? Does it depict romance, or does it depict, boxing? Or, you have to think about these things, what you're putting out into the world. Is it the two of you, or is it your whole family is in the bedroom? That's very important. You don't want to have your children and your parents and grandparents in the bedroom with you. It's for the two of you. It's very much
that's one thing. Kids don't want to think about you, and you don't want to think about your kids.
That's right.
It's a no-no.
Wonder where they think you came from.
We don't think about that.
That's right.
And any certain colors,
so that it's really comfortable, and you have nice sheets. I mean, how much time do we spend in our bedrooms? Lots of time. And so you want to make sure it's like that sanctuary, and it's cozy and comfortable and restful and peaceful. So the colors need to be that way. They need to be earthy. They need to be relaxing, not, all red walls that make you fired up. Mm-hmm. And then you can't sleep. So sometimes people say to me, I can't sleep. Well, then, we've got to look around what's going on. Is your computer in there? Is your TV in there? Or your exercise equipment in your bedroom? I mean, all these things contribute to lack of sleep. Or have you got mirrored closet doors that look at you all night? These are some of the things that I look for when, in my training, I've learned that, you might not have any other place to put them. So then there's remedies for that, too, as well. We can deal with that.
And I think paring down, you go through or you look at a lot of these shows on TV and you look at a bedroom and they say, oh, we need a bigger house or more storage. And you look and it's like, holy mackerel, they got everything but the kitchen sink in there. It really, like you said, we did a makeover on our room a few years ago, and it really is a nice color and, the nice bed, all the stuff that you're just talking about. And I find every day I want to put stuff away so that it doesn't look cluttered, so that when I go to bed, I don't have to think about all the clothes lying on the floor. Whatever. It's sort of clean. Yeah,
well,
Vicki.
You can't put your finger on energy. Energy is everywhere. And so, and what you see affects your mental health. So if you see all this stuff in your room and in your space, it's going to bother you, and it's going to be there on your mind. And if it's clear, it's like you've got a clean slate, and you can focus on your partner, your husband, whoever, even if you're alone.
Oh, my bag of chips. No, I'm kidding.
Chocolates.
That has to go. Now, Vicki, you are in the same house your parents, you grew up in.
Yes.
So is this your mom and dad's bedroom that you're in? is it your old bedroom or is it?
It's my old bedroom.
Your old bedroom. Wow. Isn't that wild, Gail, that she's in the same house she bought mm-hmm. her parents' house?
So there's certain energies in that room that Vicki has had since she's been a little girl. And so
I hadn't thought about that.
But she's probably changed that space. It's evolved because now she's, you know, she's in a different time of her life. Things have changed, modern mm-hmm. colors, things, everything has changed. So it's probably not the same room. Although it's the same four walls, it's not the same room that she grew up in. But that's her personal taste she's put on that, touches on that room.
That's true. And the, you know, it's so interesting when you do a different paint color or get a new piece of furniture or something and really invest in your bedroom. It is so nice because, as you say, why not treat yourself well? I saw it read somewhere they said maybe we only stay awake long enough to have nourishment and some light so we can sleep. Like, sleeping's the important part of life.
You know? Oh, for sure.
Like, there's a different balance. So it's really important that we do sleep well and get that energy to fuel ourselves every day.
It is. And, you know, bringing twos in the bedroom, pairs of things, really encourages, you know, that connection with your partner, that adding doubles, adding a little bit of red in there for the romance, or pink, whatever you love, you know, just fires up that romance part, although you don't want too much, just the kind of, it's all about balance, right? It's all about not having too much furniture, too much stuff, too much, you know, strong color, and just making it feel, you know, comfortable and having nice things that, so that when you do go to bed, you just relax and you don't think about anything else.
So if people want to get in touch with you too, you can help them go through some of that stuff, because it is just stuff, and you know, at some point in our lives we do want to pare down. So you can sort of help people evaluate what they need, what they don't need, what they can store?
Oh, sure. That's what I do a lot in my business. I do that, and then just start from, you know, from a few things and build up from there and make and buy what they love. What I love and what you love or what they love is all different. And so I help them, I guide them, and that really makes a difference. I mean, my success rate is, you know, right up there. I mean, people have said to me, "You've changed my life."
Wow.
So, you know, attracting a partner or reinforcing what you have. I mean, I once dealt with a couple that was ready for divorce and just made them realize what was going on in their bedroom. And when that all changed and when we balanced it out and everything calmed down. And they're still together and they're really happy.
All things balance. When we come back after the news, we'll talk to Gail about Year of the Sheep. And we'll also talk to Vicki and then Jenny Ambrose from the Make House. Stay tuned after the news.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head. Winning gold in the 2014 CARE Awards for Best New Subdivision, it is setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. Homes include natural gas ranges, fireplaces, heating systems, and barbecue connections. For comfort, convenience, and cost savings, natural gas from FortisBC makes luxury that much more affordable. Experience the unique standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.com.
If you want him to go pro, you gotta start him while he's young.
She's got to start eating healthy now, or she never will.
There are behaviors that need to be instilled in our children while they're impressionable, and kindness is the most important one. Bullying starts from a young age, but early recognition and intervention can prevent patterns of aggression from forming. February 25th is Pink Shirt Day. Join us in supporting programs that address the cause of bullying. Order your pink shirt today at pinkshirtday.ca. Presented by Coast Capital Savings.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman.
With regret and sadness, we have to report that the woman who went into the water yesterday was pronounced deceased at the hospital last night.
It is a sad end to the story of a woman and a baby who fell into the Puntledge River in Courtney.
The 7-month-old boy was last listed in critical condition at BC Children's Hospital. Constable Don Sinclair with Comox Valley RCMP says the investigation so far suggests it was a tragic accident.
The investigation has now been taken over by the BC Coroner's Service, as police believe there is no third-party involvement in this.
The young mother and her son fell into the water yesterday. While the next of kin, including the boy's father, has been notified, police are not releasing the woman's name. Comox Valley RCMP is urging anyone who may have seen anything to contact them. Rhea Renewed, Vancouver.
Increasing tariffs on reinforcing steel from Asia will negatively affect jobs and the cost of living in BC. Phil Hochstein, the president of Independent Contractors and Business Operators of BC, is worried about the 41% increase in tariffs on reinforcing steel because we get most of that from China and Korea.
All we're doing is just in essence paying a tax with no offsetting gains of protecting Canadian jobs. We were very disappointed in the decision. The government of British Columbia was equally disappointed, and together we're going to appeal the decision and ask for a public interest inquiry from CITT.
Hochstein says the increase of tariffs is great news for Eastern Canada because it supplies most of its own rebar, but it's terrible news for jobs and living costs in our province. And it seems when it comes to the weather, the Maritimes can't catch a break right now. Environment Canada has issued weather warnings for much of the Atlantic region this weekend. A low-pressure system will track across Nova Scotia today and into the Gulf of St. Lawrence overnight. Extreme cold and winter storm warnings are up for a lot of New Brunswick. Nova Scotia is expecting rain and freezing rain. Same thing for PEI. As for Newfoundland, wind and snowfall warnings are up for the west coast. The wind could gust as high as 150 kilometers per hour. Our weather forecast, not nearly as exciting. It's coming up next.
Air shows are my life.
To feel alive.
I love it.
These pilots dance with death.
I just wouldn't want to fly straight level.
Heaven is flying like hell.
If something goes wrong, I can't recover.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Adrenaline just gets them higher.
There's only one plan for this life, and it's the wing walking plan.
Number one rule, don't hit the ground.
An all-new episode of Air Show, Monday at 7, only on Discovery.
Are you ready for a little bit of Air Show action?
CFAX weather mainly cloudy and a bit foggy here and there today, a high of 9 degrees. The rain starts this evening, a low down to 6, and the rain should be tapering off tomorrow afternoon with a high of 9. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 7 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, it's 1:34.
Tomorrow, it's Super Bowl 49. The New England Patriots.
The Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
The Seattle Seahawks.
The Seahawks have scored.
Tom Brady versus Russell Wilson.
The matchup for the Lombardi Trophy.
Super Bowl 49 is brought to you by Pinty's Delicious Foods, TSN, Papa John's, Ramada Worldwide, OK Tire, and Bud Light.
Touchdown!
This is CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a fantastic Saturday and that you're taking the time for yourself right now to listen to our guests. I always love doing the show because I think if we give you a laugh, give you information, maybe make you less lonely if you're home alone, we've done our job. And joining me today in the studio is Vicki Sanders, who is a Saanich counselor. On the phone, we have Gail Cole, who is with All Things Balanced. And later on the show, we're going to talk to Jenny Ambrose from the Make House. Gail, we're talking about romance. Now, just give us a heads up about the Year of the Sheep. What does that entail this year?
Well, we're currently in the Year of the Wooden Horse, and we're February 18th is when the Chinese astrology changes to the Year of the Sheep. The Year of the Horse has been really fast-paced, busy, outward. We've been moving in all directions, and we've been working hard and growing lots. And as we move into the Year of the Sheep, it's time to slow down, take it easy, and recharge. As we all know, sheep are very slow animals. They tend to graze in the pasture. And so all that hard work from the last year is going to start to pay off. And we have to focus a little bit inward and start letting go of our past and cleaning house, you know, our mental house as well as our physical house. so that we can move forward in 2015 and see clearly where we're going. The sheep is generous, patient, and he lives in harmony with family and friends. So use kind and sincere words this year when you're to raise your own personal energy will really help.
I saw a good one on Facebook the other day, said you never know what someone else is going through. Be kind to them. And I always tell my kids that when they work there in retail, because you don't know if someone may be gruff or whatever. You don't know what they're going through. And I think it's important we all try and think of someone else and what they may be up against. I know, Vicki, you're always adapting because you have to in what you do. Do you find every year you try and, you know, refocus or let go of stuff and add something new?
Well, I try. I don't know that I consciously do it, but I do it. And right now I'm in a major cleanup throughout, and more because I can't find things than because purposefully.
But you have a lot to deal with because you have your parents' house and you have a lot of stuff from your husband's side of the family, your side, that are all treasures, plus all your council work and the artwork that you do. So Vicki, or Gail, someone like Vicki, where do you start when a lot of stuff, you are the holder of all things heritage for your family?
Well, it's about sharing and paring down. So paring down meaning just keep the things you really love and sharing with the rest of the family, because they may not have things that, you know, antiques or hand-me-downs or things from that mean a lot that you don't necessarily want to donate, because it doesn't mean as much to someone else that it does to you. So it's more about sharing with your family different things and paring down, like really asking yourself, do I really love this? Do I really need, or does it bring back bad memories? Because sometimes that's what happens. You know, Aunt Martha might have given you this ceramic doll and you didn't even like Aunt Martha, but you're keeping it because you feel guilty. Don't keep things out of guilt, because every time you look at that object, you're going to get those feelings. Whether you know it or not, you do get those feelings. So we have to go through things very carefully, because I realize that, you know, things mean a lot to people, and they've had them and they're emotionally tied to them. But you have to start realizing that you can't keep everything.
And you can't take it with you.
And you can't take it with you.
Right. Yeah, and so you're going to take he's taking it all.
I hope you have a big space to take it.
Well, I think the year of the sheep sounds like a great year, because I think we could all do some mental inventory and maybe get rid of some of the stuff we've thought before and work on ourselves, because maybe that's the last area that we're working on that we can always improve.
Oh, yeah, and setting goals for yourself. They'll help you to relax, because once you get them down on paper or on a vision board, it really helps to create harmony and balance in yourself as well as your surroundings. And you work slowly. This doesn't happen overnight. I tell people that. Don't get overwhelmed. It's little by little. It's baby steps. And once you get through it, you will feel so much better. And you know what it does? It opens up new opportunities in your life. And that table that you thought about for a long time, now you have space for it. And it's funny how you'll walk into a store and all of a sudden, there it is. It's like law of attraction.
Absolutely.
And things just happen that way. It's happened to me. It's happened to my clients. It's happened to everybody. Once they start decluttering, new things start to come into your life and better things. And so that's what my business is all about. It's about helping people do that in their own life.
You
need to call Gail.
Yeah, to come over and see your house.
I think she's been talking to my sister. My sister sent everything to me.
Well, Gail, come over and send it all back. And how do people get a hold of you, Gail?
You can go on my website, www.allthingsbalance.com, and my contact info is there. But also, I'll give you my phone number. It's 250-589-2035, and I'm a certified feng shui practitioner.
And if people want to get a hold of me or any of my guests, you can always also contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Great talking to you, Gail, and Happy New Year, Chinese New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you both.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we'll talk to Jenny Ambrose about some crafts for Valentine's Day.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
We caught up with sports host Scott Rintoul live at the Super Bowl.
Last year, I was fairly convinced prior to the game that the Seahawks were going to beat the Denver Broncos. I had no idea that it was going to be a blowout. This year, it's a tough call. You can make a very good argument for either team winning this football game.
On the next show, another live report from the Super Bowl, a conversation with Jeff Buziak, and a chance to be a tourist in your own hometown.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. A new twist to an old classic, this upscale fundraiser is a hip black tie red carpet event with slumlord millionaires and property moguls all in action. It will be the talk of the town. And let's not forget about Mr. Moneybags. He'll be there too. All on February 21st, join us at the Victoria Marriott in the Inner Harbor for a night of friendly competition. Show us you're the best in the city by owning everything from the Mediterranean Avenue to Boardwalk at the Monopoly Fair. And be a tourist in your own hometown presented by Attractions Victoria is back February 26th until March 1st. You have the opportunity to all the sites and activities at a fraction of the cost of an actual tourist. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free shopping.
Here's how to cure a poisonous snake bite. First, get out of the range of the snakes so you don't get bitten again. Then cover the bite lightly and leave it alone. If you have
why take the time to get the works at your Ford store?
Try to keep your pulse at 125, 125 to her, 125, 125. Who give me 120? Who give me who give me 115?
Well, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and up to 83-point inspection for $69.99. And unlike other garages, it'll be done by a Ford-trained technician, so they'll take the time to do it right.
Cover the person with a blanket and make sure they're not cold!
Because important things shouldn't be rushed. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown.
Taxes extra, gotta go to your Ford store for just the details.
Okay, the two most complicated objects in the known universe are what? Your brain and your heart.
Oh.
So keep them healthy with PQQ10 from Natural Factors. PQQ10 combines PQQ with ubiquinol, two cutting-edge anti-aging nutrients to enhance cognitive performance, help prevent damage and premature cell aging, and protect neurons from injury and degeneration. PQQ10 from Natural Factors. Find it at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney.
A trip down memory lane. Boomer Town with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Patty Mack, right here on Lifestyle, CFAX, every Saturday from 1 to 2. In the studio, I have Vicki Sanders, who's a signage counselor. On the phone, we have Jenny Ambrose from the Make House. Jenny does lots of stuff. She's followed her passion of sewing and crafts and opened a business that lets everybody come in and use the machines. There's special crafts that are month to month, and then, of course, special occasions like Valentine's Day, where Jenny does extra special stuff. How are you, Jenny? How are you, Jenny?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. I can hear you. Great. Now, tell everybody about the Make House and what you do there.
So we're a downtown sewing studio and retail store, and we I'm here to get people sewing again, making everything from what total beginner sewing to making, we're making some swimsuits today, making underwear, dressmaking, anything to do with sewing, and a few other textile-based workshops like upholstery, which, Patty, you've done yourself.
I did.
How's your chair?
I love the chair. Rachel has it. It's amazing. I couldn't believe I did it. I still can't. Yeah, it's really cool. And Vicki, did your mom sew or anybody in your family?
Oh, yes. My mom sewed. My aunt was a milliner. Had a shop in town for years, and yes, I've got boxes and boxes of fabric.
And didn't everybody have a sewing room? Under your bed. Oh, my gosh. You have to go see Jenny because, you know, it's kind of a communal place too, isn't it, Jenny, where you welcome people to bring in their stuff and share it and help each other and use that fabric they haven't used.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a hangout for local makers. And you know, we have knitters who come in who maybe haven't picked up sewing yet, but they like the environment. People come in all the time to check out our patterns, and we do special events sometimes too. So we do have events that are open to, you know, families or anybody really to come and enjoy the actual space, because the environment is as important as what we're actually doing here.
Absolutely, and that's what I want to talk about for Valentine's Day. You know, Vicki, you know, you're an artist, right? That's what you did. That was your degree in art. And people think they can't do anything. And you have some simple ideas that, you know, whether you're doing it for yourself or with kids or grandkids, there are some simple things you can do at home for Valentine's Day. Give us some ideas of crafts we can do at home or ones we can do with you.
So we've got workshops for Valentine's that are open to anybody, like all different levels. We have needle felt hearts, so learning how to work with felt and creating hearts. You're not restricted to hearts in the workshop. If you have another idea, you can create basically anything about with needle felt. Then we also have a workshop on next Saturday with Helga Strauss, and it's learning how to do collage mixed media. And the focus is on hearts because Helga's art exhibition, which we just had an opening for on Thursday, is all focused around hearts. So we have huge pieces of work all the way down to small handmade Valentines. So that's a workshop in the afternoon on the 7th, which is open to anyone, all levels. And same with the needle felt. We have a bow tie making workshop on the 12th as well, which is open to, you know, beginner sewing. I mean, a little bit of machine experience, but not a lot for that one. And then we have a workshop on Valentine's Day itself called Love Journaling, which is designed for people can come on their own or they can come as a couple and work on a journal again. And it's a mix of collage fabric. It can be stitching, it can be painting, drawing.
You want to go together, Vicki? Because that's not happening with our spouse.
I don't think so.
And then we also have some workshops for more advanced sewers. So we're doing boxer shorts, like boxer briefs, on February the 4th. And then we're also doing a silk panty making workshop on the 5th as well, which is going to be fun.
Those and I are have all a few really little... fun crafts too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many things that you could make for someone that you love. And really, we just end up running out of dates in the end. When I'm making the schedule, I'm like, I can do this and this and this.
How fun is that? And, you know, I think I like any occasion. Right now, you know, my husband decorates the house for the game tomorrow. If it's Valentine's Day, you know, I do decorations. I think it's fun to make things a sense of occasion. What are some simple things if people are home that they can do themselves? I mean, I'm sure right down to baking, they can bake stuff for Valentine's.
Absolutely. Making heart-shaped cookies, making your own Valentine's. I mean, this Carlton card thing has just got to go. There's no reason why people can't make their own cards. I find it completely ridiculous.
Well, you know what, though, Jenny? I think that people like that idea, but they think, oh, it would look too crummy. I don't know how to do it. Where would someone start if they want to make their own cards?
Well, you can, I mean, even within Helga's workshop, there's you could take that idea, and you don't have to make Valentine's all the time. Like, the skills that you can learn if you get into paper crafting. I mean, also, if you just want to try and learn from home, look up on YouTube. There's various tutorials for all kinds of stuff, and you can get ideas from Pinterest. I mean, even if you feel like you're kind of copying someone's idea to start with for your own projects, that is going to open the door for you to start thinking, oh, actually, I like how this looks. I like how this looks. Everybody is creative if they sit down and give themselves a chance and put aside a little bit of time for it.
Yeah, I think the cards are a great idea, and go online, have a look. I just even cut out hearts and stuff and draw them. Do you do cards, Vicki, at all?
Oh, I do cards. I have to send them to my grandchildren.
And you make them?
Sort of.
It can be a mix of things that you've bought, combining them with, you know, you can cut up cards that you've been given, like, and recycle those into new cards. You know, that's a great idea to, you know, and an idea for people that don't want to go out and spend loads of money. I mean, if you've got a glue stick and you've got some paper and you've got some Valentine's or Christmas cards or whatever from previous years, you can cut them up and use different elements and put together new ones. You don't need to be good at drawing to get into paper crafting as a hobby.
Well, I like that
idea.
It's
a great thing you can do with kids as well. It's something, a nice thing that parents can get involved in with kids.
And a lot of kids right now have, you know, school Valentine's coming up. So, you know, get at the table, get a few supplies out, bake some cookies. You got the two things going there. What a great hobby and a great craft to give. People want to know more about you. Jenny, how do they find out?
They can visit us in person. We're at 833 and a half Fort Street. Or also they can visit our website, themakehouse.ca. We also have a really active Facebook page, so if you want to really spy on us and see photos of what goes on in here, you can look up the Make House Victoria on Facebook.
Excellent. Nice talking to you. If you want to know more about the guests on the show, you can contact me also, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Happy Valentine's Day, Jenny, and good luck with all the crafts. I hope people get out there and do some crafts. We come back after the break, more with Vicki.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
Do you heat your home with oil or electric baseboard heating? What if you could save up to 50 or even 75% off your heating bill? Those are some serious numbers. Red Blue Heating and Refrigeration can make that happen. They install York heat pumps, gas furnaces, and as a certified York dealer, Red Blue can also install a York ductless heat pump that qualifies for the BC Hydro $800 Hero Grant. Get the most savings out of your heating bill, because keeping warm shouldn't be one of your biggest expenses. Find out more at redbluehvac.com.
It's End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event, the flooring sale you've waited all year for. With millions of dollars of inventory nationwide, get the best prices on top brands of laminate, hardwood, tiles, carpet, vinyl, area rugs, and more. Not renovating yet? Buy at the prices today and we'll store till spring for free. See store for details. End of the Rolls 28th Annual Clearance Event, on now. Visit endoftheroll.com. End of the Roll. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
Save up to 60% store-wide during Sawyer Sewing Center's January clearance sale. Over 70 different models from major brands like Elna, Pfaff, Babylock, Janome, and Bernina are clearance priced, while floor models, demos, cabinets, and many one-of-a-kinds are deeply discounted. Sawyer's also has new sewing machines starting at only $189 and sergers from just $399. Winter class schedule is now available at sawyersewing.com.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
I'm Douglas, across from Uptown and on Facebook.
Here we have the museum's most interesting work, entitled Hunger. The enormous spoon symbolizes the complex economy, while the peanut butter represents the artist's desire for world peace. This work of art evokes feelings of confusion, ambition, and hunger.
Creativity is subjective. The truth isn't.
And now, on to the scrunchy sculpture.
Advertising Standards Canada, because truth in advertising matters.
We are back. Joining me in the studio is Vicki Sanders, Saanich Councillor. And Vicki, I want to talk about some of the great stuff going on in Saanich. And you're on a few committees, arts and culture. You want to talk about heritage and all these new designations. So tell us what houses are being designated this year.
Well, we just designated two last Monday. One was a house on Gorge Road, which was owned by the municipality. The last of the registered heritage homes that the municipality had that hadn't been designated. So a lovely little home next to the Canoe Club, which is on
really?
Gorge Road. Yeah, you can hardly see it. It's right in the bushes.
Wow.
I took, you know my little car. I decided to drive into the driveway. I almost got lost and disappeared into the forest and then had to back out on Gorge Road. What a fool. But it has some lovely ponds in the backyard, two cement ponds. And this was a 30s house. The original first brick house, or I think one of the few brick houses in Saanich. And it would have been locally manufactured bricks. And so we've had it designated, and it's in Gorge Park, so it will become part of parks. And so the Saanich owns 9 heritage designated buildings, and they're all, 2 are rented to individuals, and the rest are all utilized by some sort of an organization, such as the Canoe Club is one. which is actually officially the boathouse.
And can you go in and see them ever, or do they ever have a tour of these houses?
We have a heritage tour in September, and it can be either a sanitary owned building or a privately owned building. If you'll recall, my house was on the tour three or four years ago. And that's an opportunity for people to come and have a heritage tour around Saanich, see a few of the features, and get a bit of a history.
And I know you do a talk on it, too, because I've been at some of your presentations. And they're
several.
Interesting, because whichever area you're in, Vicki has this knowledge, because you have how many generations past your dad is Stan V. Wright, and you have a great history in this town.
Well, the history, he was born in Esquimalt, so he was the first generation in his family. But it's on my mother's side, which was Wilson. And my great-grandfather came here in 1859, but they actually came from Quebec, so a generation before that was from Scotland. But very involved in the community. He was an alderman in the city of Victoria, my great-grandfather, 1891. So I understand I'm the only political junkie since then. But as far as the heritage houses, we've had quite a few designations this year, which is quite exciting to see happen. I'm going to get my own house designated this coming up year. I've been saying that for several years, but it's on the register.
And what does that mean for people if they think they want to do this themselves? What does that entail?
Well, the designation protects the generally it's only on the exterior of the building. It protects the building from change. Now, people will get, I can't change anything, but that isn't the case. You certainly can make alterations and changes. It has to be approved through the municipality, have a heritage renovation permit, and it's to keep contextually what the history of the house is or the architecture and such. The second house we designated on Monday was on Harriet Road, a lovely little house, but the owner loves masonry work, and he's taken, again, about a 1930s house, actually perhaps it was older than that, and he's put all sorts of frills on the roof, finials and such, and brickwork that aren't in keeping with the home. So in the designation, it also was recommended that those come off when in the future when repainting and such. So it goes back to the original appearance.
And I'm a realtor in town, and I really love to see homes saved. There's such beautiful pieces of art, and once they're done, you go to a lot of cities that they haven't preserved that, and it's a pity because it loses a lot of the history and what makes that special, you know. So I know sometimes things outlive their purpose, but it's great when you can see them saved and spared for future generations.
I'm pleased to hear you say that as a realtor, because sometimes people get frightened about, designation's going to lose the value. But indeed it doesn't, and that certainly, I know I got some figures from the City of Victoria, because they have so many designated buildings, mm-hmm. and actually shows that those buildings hold their assessment and their value greater than, newer buildings and such that aren't designated. Because these homes represent the individuals or the home, the architecture, and of a time.
We only have a little bit of time left here. The organics, the recycling, all that stuff's going great.
The organics have been incredible. Wow. The general public have bought into this, and they're doing a fabulous job of composting, or, you know, not composting, but taking those materials that would go into garbage before and putting them into their organic space.
Yeah, I like the new system. It's great. And you've been on that for years, the original green person, really.
Yeah, I'm not participating in the organics program because I compost on site. We got a 3-bin composter, a CRD composter, a digester, which takes all the food scraps and everything. But I think wonderful that now people are participating.
Absolutely. People want to get a hold of you, Vicki, if they have any concerns in Saanich or questions they want to ask you or maybe have one of your talks. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can contact me just through phoning the municipality, or I do have a website, VickiSanders.com, and all my contact email and such are on there.
Perfect. Well, thanks for coming in today, and I hope people show up Monday to talk about participating. TJ, as always, thank you. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.